my beautiful man. As the day comes to an end, let us hear about one very dear devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a very simple person. He was known as Shrihar the Banana Seller. It is said that a devotee of Lord Chaitanya has a few qualities, and all these qualities, like bees who take shelter in a beehive, had taken shelter in the heart of Kolabicha. One of the qualities is humility. When the devotee thinks himself to be lower than a blade of grass. Another quality of the devotee of Gauranga Mahaprabhu is he's very gentle and he speaks words as sweet as nectar. When it comes to the sense gratification of this word, he is totally disinterested. In fact, he thinks worldly dealings like football is a black hole which leads into a void. And even if there is valid reason to get angry or upset, and there's all reason, he nevertheless remains unperturbed or very calm. All these qualities, humility, forbearance and forgiveness, a calm mind, and an apathetic attitude towards all material worldly dealings. There in the simple devotee Sridhar, who lived in the northern part of Mayapur, where there is a beautiful banana orchard, rose garden. Sridhar lived in a little hut which had a big hole. So when it was raining, he was getting wet. He had simple clothing, which was torn in many pieces. But he never cheated in his business. In fact, it is said that Sridhar was as honest as Yudhishthira Maharaj. When he sold the flowers of the banana tree or the inside of the trunk for vegetables, when he sold his simple plates which were made from the leaves of the banana trees, his price was extremely fair. No one in Navadvipa argued with Sridhar about his prices. And do you know what? From the humble income which Sridhar made, he split in half. One half was going to his own maintenance, and the other half was used in worshipping Ganga, making deepas, or offering some rice to the goddess. This was Sridhar. Every day, for the rest of his life, let me see, for the rest of the time in Himos in Mayapur, a beautiful Brahmin boy came to him and quarreled with him for 2 long hours just about the price of the bananas. This Brahmin boy looked as beautiful as the god of love. His forehead was decorated with tila. He had tucked his dhoti in 3 places, and his curly hair, which was as curly as the hair of Ramani, was tied on the head in a top knot. He had earrings which were nicely designed, and his eyes was restless. This Brahmin boy always chewed betel nuts, which made his lips as red as the cherries in the backyard of Radhadesh. And he came to Sri and said, "Hey Sridhar, you are so rich." "No, I'm not." "Hey Sridhar, give me your bananas for the right price, half of the price." "No, no, 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 no. If it's too expensive for you, you may go to another supplier. I need whatever little Lakshmi I charge for the worship of Mother Ganga." "Oh," said the Brahmin boy, "why are you so picky? Don't you know that I am the father of Ganga and Ganga comes from my feet? Why don't you give me your offerings and waste it on Mother Ganga?" Says he, "This is too much." And he closed his eyes and he said, "Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu." But then he looked at the Brahmin boy, and as he looked at him, his eyes became taller and taller and taller, and he said, "Tomar Kukur," please say this, "Tomar Kukur, I am your personal dog. Forgive me that I argued. Let us not argue any longer. You take what you want and you give me what you want. I love you." What was the name of this Brahmin boy? Correct, correct. Wisdom of a child. He was Krishna Chaitanya. Ramani, you have half of the truth. Let us simply meditate about this last time, because from it a very, very amazing pastime took place. Thank you.
Thank you.
granting us our the day when he shows for 21 hours the thoughts of God. He was sitting on the altar of Sri Asani's house. The devotees were around him, fanning him, gallanting him, dancing, praying, and offering the arati. Then Lord Chaitanya said, rain, let Shri come. The devotees said, can we find him? There is some lonely man calls for me in the northern part of my world. And for him, bring him fast. I want to bless him.
Thank you.
bows down in Dandavat Pranam. The Lord addresses him, O Shweta, you are here. Get up. Look at my form. And as Shweta lifts his head, still in the Dandavat, he sees that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had turned into a blackish color Krishna. His complexion was as blackish as the black tamarind tree. He was holding his flute, and on his right side stood Lord Balaram. My dear devotee, every direction, north, south, east, and west, was filled with a bright light. And all the great devatas, beginning with Brahma and Shiva, and also Rama, was there to praise and serve him. The great Rishi Sanaka, Narada, Shuka, and the four Kumaras were there glorifying him. And in all the four directions were the beautiful consorts of the Lord, the Gopis, who praised him with folded hands. And do you know what? Above him was a mystical snake, Ananta Shesha, with thousands of heads, who provided a natural umbrella. When Shridhar saw this vision of the Lord, he could not think very clearly. He started to reel. It's like the bird turned around him. He stared at the vision in front of him. Various emotions overcame him, like awe, wonderment, and being overwhelmed with love. And finally, Shridhar fell to the ground without protecting himself with his hands. Lord Chaitanya said, Shridhar, this is not the time for falling on the ground. Get up. Please get up. I desire to hear your prayers. Shridhar answered, Oh Lord, I'm so foolish. I can't even read well. What intelligence do I have to praise you? But the Lord, who is so much attracted to his devotees that he loves everything which comes from the devotees, answered. It's almost like a parent in this world. And the parent hears the innocent babbling of the child. Da 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 ga 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 ma 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 si si si. Then the child, then the parent is going, wow, this is a pandit. My child is a pandit. And they'll think it's a very, very, very valuable statements which were just made. So the Lord says, whatever words you speak, for my ears, they are like Vedic hymns. And then the Lord, the master of everyone, secretly ordered Saraswati, goddess of learning, to quickly come and appear on the tongue of Shridhar, who began to speak. Please, you are also great Vaishnavas who like to glorify the Lord. Please repeat after me. Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu. Innumerable universe. Geistes, who's born from the womb of Mother Sachi, and who wanders around Navadvip town like the king of the town. And Sridhar said very nicely, Jaya Jaya Vida Gopya,
Jaya Jaya Vida Gopya,
Jaya Dvija Raja,
Jaya Dvija Raja,
Yuge Yuge Dharma Pala,
Yuge Yuge Dharma Pala,
Orinama Saja,
Orinama Saja.
O Lord, this room, various forms, and in every age you come, just to protect the religious principles. In the past, you made the town of Goloka glorious, but now you appeared at the king of our town, Navadvip. And my Lord, you wandered throughout our town, unrecognized by anyone. Sridhar Baba's Sridhar's voice becomes choked with emotion. He says, previously you have personally told me that the water of Mother Ganga has emanated from your lotus feet, but my sinful heart did not recognize you, and I quarreled with you over the price of the bananas. My dear Lord, you are hidden to the Vedas. You are known only by Bhakti, and only Bhakti conquers you. Therefore, you keep Bhakti concealed and hidden from the general populace. But in this present incarnation, you are freely distributing Bhakti through the chanting of your own holy names. Because they had Bhakti, Bhishma defeated you by making you break your promise. Because she had Bhakti, Yashoda bound you. Because she had Bhakti, Satyabhama sold you. And because he had Bhakti, Sridhar was carried by you on your shoulders. My Lord, who is carried in the minds of the inhabitants of innumerable universes, and cherished in the hearts of all these people who carry you in the heart, you actually carry Sridhar because he has Bhakti. Like a king who hides his treasures and keeps them away from the ordinary people, you keep Bhakti hidden. But now your hiding is over, shattered, defeated. In the past you were conquered only by two or four persons. But just see, now the whole world, including Radhadesh and Belgium, stands before you and begs you for your Bhakti. Sorry, yes. Soon, my Lord, you will be bound by one and all. And all the exalted Vaishnavas heard Sridhar praising the Lord and saying that now he had broken his own principle to keep Bhakti hidden. They were looking at each other with wonderment. They did not know that these amazing prayers were inspired by Mother
Saraswati.
Know everything by Saraswati. And from that day on, they call Shrita the banana seller by the name Shrita Pandit, who knows everything. Just see how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has revealed the glories of his own bhakti to his devotee Shrita. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You have my darshan as Krishna," anyone who takes darshan of my form will never go away the same person as he was. Ask me for something, Shrita. My dear devotees, this is a general principle in bhakti, that the Lord has a special substance in the corner of his eyes. And when his dear devotee comes before him in his deity form, the Lord will look lovingly from the corner of his eyes to the devotee. That special substance comes to the devotee. This special substance is called Sudarkara. Sudarkara means beautiful activities. When you take darshan of the Lord will empower you to do activities in bhakti. The Lord is not satisfied when anyone comes before him and leaves poor. The Lord wants to make every one of us rich. And during darshan, he gives bhakti or devotion in the heart of his dear devotees. So Shrita was asked by the Lord, "Now you have to ask me for something. You have my darshan. It can't go in vain." Shrita said, "You once cheated me, my Lord, when you came. There is a Brahmin boy before me. And you took something from me, and I was so foolish that I argued with you. This time I don't want any material things from you. At that time I wanted money for my bananas. Now I know that this doesn't happen the second time." No, said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. "Shrita, listen. You take all the Ashra cities, the eight mystic perfections." "No," said Shrita. "Come on, don't be so religious. I can make you the king of a whole kingdom, the untold riches. Look at you, you don't even have a proper shirt. It has holes." Shrita said, "No, my Lord, don't tempt me." But then when he saw that the Lord wanted to give him something, he raised both of his hands in the sky and he said, "My dear Lord, if you want to give me something, I want only one boon, one benefit. Come, life after life, to be in that form of the youthful Brahmana who smiled at me and argued for 2 hours for the price of the banana. I so much appreciate this argument. It is rasa for my soul which nourishes me. Come again and again, take me with you. Let's have our banana pastimes." And the Lord said, "Shrita, I will give you now something which not even Brahma or Shiva got from me. Take this prema bhakti." As he said, was overwhelmed with the love of Krishna. My dear devotees, once when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had met the Chankasi and defeated all his arguments, he went with this huge kirtan party into the banana orchard of Sridhar. And there before that little hut, he saw a little pot of iron which looked so absolutely poor, not like this. It was repaired in many places. There was a little water inside. And he looked on that iron pot. It is said in scripture that there are three very powerful substances which can give you prema bhakti. Who knows the three substances? One, dust from the feet of the devotees. The water that washes the feet of the devotees. So when Lord Chaitanya saw that iron pot with the water which was used for ordinary outside activities, not for cooking, like washing feet and so on, he became greedy and he ran forward. When Sridhar saw that Lord Chaitanya was running to get the water from his water pot, he started to run also. He started to grab the hand of Gauranga. Don't do it, you will ruin me. But who can stop Gauranga? Lord Chaitanya took the water pot and drank it and said, "Now I'm satisfied. I just come from the palace of the governor. There was so much wealth. But Sridhar, you own the real wealth, and I've stolen it from your personal outdoor water pot." And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to all his bhaktas, "This is a good place. Let's take rest." That they all laid down in the orchard of Sridhar, enjoying the beautiful atmosphere. When there is bhakti, there is no problem of little space. In the Radhanish meadows, listen with great attention, the living room of Manu became the location of 30 strongly built young men who were sleeping and snoring very melodiously to the midnight raga, or it was maybe the early morning raga, in that room. 13 young men. And there's Radhanish Meadows. We should all be very proud to receive in our apartments many people. Because if there is a good atmosphere of bhakti, then what is the problem of space? I will end this discussion with the last offering of Sridhar. It is a very moving story. The final offering of this great devotee to Radha Mahaprabhu. It was from the last evening that Gauranga Mahaprabhu stayed in Mayapur. Something very endearing happened. All the devotees of Nandari, as if knowing that the next morning the Lord was not visited him on this evening. They all brought garlands and sandalwood. And Mahaprabhu received them, knowing that this was the last meeting. Whenever someone gave him a garland, he took one of his garlands and garlanded the person. Everyone was garlanded on that evening. And together with that garland, Lord Chaitanya gave a sacred order to everyone. Sing the glories of Krishna. Glorify Krishna.
Tomorrow my son will leave the
Chidananda Gaurangari said, cook this pumpkin for me. I want to eat the offering of Sri Hari. And late in the night, he who was a friend of his devotees accepted the pumpkin of Sri Hari. In the loving offering of his devotee. And in this way, he proved he wants the love of his devotee.
Thank you.
About the devotees who chant. My devotees, their minds free from material desires, call the Lord constantly, ever increasing devotion. As a response, the Lord, who knows that he is controlled by the love of his devotees, never leaves them. Just as the all-present sky overhead never becomes invisible to someone who's under the sky. And wherever you go, the sky is right with you. So you learn to call out for Krishna, like Sri Krishna showed us. Never be separated from you. There's a very sweet secret. You can visit now the hut of Sridhar's place, the banana orchard. There is one kund called Shashti Tirtha Kund, which is one of 64 little ponds which were built by Vishwakarma because the Sankirtan party needed some fresh water to drink and to bathe. And there is a Vishwam Stala. Here the Lord would rest after Harinam. This entire area of Mayapur corresponds to Manuvar, the sacred forest in Vrindavan. Because Sridhar was already with Krishna. Krishna appeared to Vrindavan. His name was Kusumasava Gopala. I will say it again. It's nice we learn these names. Please repeat after me. Kusumasava
Gopal.
That was his name. And the Lord of Vrindavan appeared. He told, "Oh, Kusumasava Gopal Sakha, yes? Can you come? Oh, where? To this earth, to the earth, I want to do my Sankirtan Leela." Well, said Kusumasava, "What will I do there? You will sell bananas and the leaves of banana, and I will eat from you. I will not eat from anyone else." "All right, under these conditions, I will certainly come." The great associate. Thank you very much for giving your attention to Kolaresha Srinath. It is so endearing. He was so poor, yet he was so rich. My dear devotees, let us also try to become rich in bhakti. That's the real wealth. We will now turn again towards the altar, very in short time.